Sarah's Prog Metal Picks.
I'm going to start the show with a track from a metal band, introduced to me on Twitter by a great metalhead and avid Motorhead fan, who always refers to me as proggy, and won't have it that Iron Maiden can be regarded as a prog metal band. The band is Armored Saint, formed in Los Angeles in 1982. Lead vocalist John Bush and bassist Joey Vera being the only constant members of the band. Following their disbandment in 1983, Joey Vera played with a number of bands, including Fate's Warning. The other current members of the band are Jeff Duncan, guitars, backing vocals, Gonzo Sandoval, drums and backing vocals, and Phil Sandoval, guitars. I have to admit that I really like this album, Revelation, their fifth studio album, and their first following their reunion in 1999. I was in two minds about which track to choose, but I've gone for Creepy Feelings, which is a great track to start the show.
We'll be right back.
next song is by one of my very favourite progressive, near-progressive rock bands, Evership. I came across this band when their album Evership 2 was voted one of the best albums in 2018 in Prog magazine. Evership was founded by composer, multi-instrumentalist and producer-engineer Shane Atkinson, who had played in a number of Nashville bands and as a backup musician for artists in the late 80s and 90s. Atkinson came across vocalist Bo West by chance, and he proved to be the answer to his prayers, having a rare range and tone that could handle anything thrown at him. The debut self-titled album, Evership, was released in 2016, with many of the songs having been written a number of years before. Evership have had three subsequent albums, all of which I think are fantastic. I thought it would be good, though, to share a track from the first album of theirs I purchased, Wanderer, from their second album, aptly named Evership 2.
Somebody wake me
I first came across the Finnish band Overhead on Richard's Thursday Progphonic show a year ago. Bandcamp describes the band's music as progressive metal, progressive rock, heavy rock, and psychedelic space rock, among others. As soon as I heard it, I loved their sound. Telepathic Minds is their sixth studio album, and it came out last year. It has Alex Keskitalo, vocals, flute, Jaakko Kutunen, guitars, Ville Herblom, drums, Jan Katalkin, bass, and Jere Saarinen, keyboards. Here is Planet of Disorder. Rhapsody, later known as Rhapsody of Fire, is an Italian symphonic power metal band, initially formed as Thundercross in 1993 by Luca Tulli guitars and Alex Darapoli keyboards. The band are known for their conceptual lyrics that constitute a fantasy story throughout all their albums from 1997 to 2011. Symphony of Enchanted Lands is their second album, released in 1998. The band also includes Fabio Leone, lead and backing vocals, Alessandro Lotta, bass, and Daniela Carbonera, drums and percussion, and a number of guest musicians. I've chosen the track Wisdom of Kings, which is my favourite on the album. Musicians. Knife Artist are a progressive metal band from Germany, active from 1989 to 1994, touring with bands such as Psychotic Waltz. In 2012, founding members Ingo Holzhauer and Marco Witte decided to reanimate Knife Artist as a studio project. Their second album, Lifelines, was released in 2021. This is a great track entitled Tightrope Walker.
Follow the stars, no matter how far.
I would like to dedicate the next track to my lovely friend Jennifer from Ohio, whom I met up with in the Adirondacks in Upper New York State when I visited the US 18 months ago. Apart from being an avid Rush and Bon Scott-era AC/DC fan, Jennifer is a great fan of the fantastic Ronnie James Dio. So I have chosen a track from one of his solo albums, Rainbow in the Dark, from his 2005 album Holy Diver. I saw the American band Spock's Beard recently at the 1865 venue in Southampton, UK. The band was formed in 1992 by Neil Morse, who wrote all the material and contributed lead vocals, piano, synth and guitars, along with Alan Morse and Nick DeVigilio. Although Morse left the band in 2002 and then drummer, guitarist and vocalist Nick DeVigilio in 2011, Spock's Beard have continued, with touring drummer Jimmy Keegan joining the band permanently, along with vocalist Ted Leonard. I've chosen to play the track The Center Line from the album I bought at the concert, 2015's The Oblivion Particle. This has Ted Leonard, lead vocals, guitars, Alan Morse, guitars, mandolin, auto harp and backing vocals, Ria Okamoto, organ, mellotron, piano, synths and clavinet, Dave Meros, bass, and Jimmy Keegan, drums.
Thank you.
Now for an instrumental track. Liquid Tension Experiment are an American instrumental progressive metal supergroup formed by Dream Theater's drummer Mike Portnoy in 1997 with his fellow band members guitarist John Petrucci and keyboardist Jordan Rudess, in addition to bassist Tony Levin. They were active up until 1999, producing two albums, then reforming in 2020 for their third album, Liquid Tension Experiment 3. This is Beating the Odds.
Thank you.
only come across this band recently, but Saxon have been around since 1975. They are a heavy metal band from Barnsley in Yorkshire. As leaders of the new wave of British heavy metal, they established themselves among Europe's most successful metal acts. Wheels of Steel, released in 1980, charted at number 5 in the UK. However, the band struggled to have chart success in the US. Their 23rd album, Carpe Diem, was released in 2022, and it was the highest chart-topping album since 1983's Power and the Glory. It also had chart success in the US and all over Europe. The personnel on this album are Biff Byford, lead vocals, Paul Quinn, guitar, Doug Scarrett, guitars, Nibs Carter, bass, and Nigel Glockler, drums. The band also have a new album out, just released this year. Here is Black is the Night from Carpe Diem.
The sun is gone.